Hello, my name is Annie Claire. I am a Mi'kmaq from Ilsebukduk First Nation. You're about to listen to an interview I did researching an article on murdered and missing Aboriginal women and men. Mandy Metallic is a Mi'kmaq from the Lestigouche First Nation in Quebec. She is the mother of Chris Metallic. He was studying at Mount Allison University in Sackville. Chris was last seen leaving a party in 2012. His whereabouts are still unknown. Mandy began by telling me when she first found out he was missing.
It was November 25th, 2012, when my other son, who was attending Mount Allison University, called me up and said that Chris never came home from a party the night before. It was around 8:30 that evening, Sunday evening, he called and said that Chris is missing, and he said that all his friends were looking for him all day. He left his cell phone at the party, his shoes, his glasses, and everyone thought he was going home, but for some reason ended up walking the opposite way.
Can you tell me a little bit about your son?
Well, he was quiet. He never got in trouble with the law. He had a lot of friends. He loved his sports, especially basketball. They're always winning championships. And he worked with children at youth center over here. Had a lot going for him, and he had, you know, his own hopes and dreams. And
what was he taking?
Anthropology. It was in his third year. He's gotten so many awards. It's not what he wanted to take. He wanted to go for pharmacist, but his science wasn't as high. His marks. So he was starting to struggle at the third year.
Okay.
Everybody had something good to say about him. He had so many friends. A lot of people looked up to him. I don't understand why. What happened? We all had good relationships. All those thoughts, every horrible thought went through my mind, and I can't bear to think it.
Yeah.
All I feel now is that he was upset that night and went for a walk. I don't know. I don't know what was going through his mind that night. He was very intoxicated. They were mixing drinks all night. Yeah, he was like, I have his passwords for everything. I have his cell phone. I read all his messages, emails, Facebook, Twitter. I read everything. There's no indication of him running away or being that troubled. All I know is that he was having a hard time. He had dropped two classes a couple weeks before this. I went in Sackville Sunday night after I got the phone call, and then I went to go report him missing at the police station Monday morning. They told me that they received a phone call at 5:30 in the morning saying that there was a suspicious person walking into the woods carrying bolt cutters that matched the description that I gave them. When they contacted the witness, he said, yeah, that's who he saw. And he wasn't sure if they were bolt cutters. And he turned around, he figured they were driveway markers, reflective driveway markers. He was one in each hand. He was just walking. That guy seen him, said he was just walking at a good pace. Didn't look cold, all by himself. And so they went out and started searching these trails, and they found flip-flops. And then one was in the mud, and they pulled it out, and then they followed. There was more footprints going in the mud all the way through the road on Ward Siding, and then some footprints went up White Birch Road, and they went down White Birch Road and back and forth and into the cornfield towards the river. And that's as far as they assumed he fell in the water. But they blocked it off, they drained it, the divers searched it, they couldn't find anything. And I don't think he landed in the water or went near it because he was afraid of water. He did not have swim. And that water is not deep, and he could have stood up in there. I'm feeling that he kept walking. He followed the river going deeper and deeper into the woods and somehow made it back out onto the road and went back the other way where he was last seen. Or he kept going deeper and deeper in the woods. And we have searched. I can't even show a map on the computer screen of the whole area of the church because it's huge. We have maps printed out that cover my wall, and we've gone as far as 20 kilometers out in the woods, this way, that way, every way, except where we are right now. And so what if he, you know, the only place we're not searching is where he was last seen, because he's walking away from there. But what if somehow he made it back? So that's where we are now. And one police officer tells us that he thinks he fell in the river and got washed out to the bay. And another officer says, I asked him, you know, not as a, don't tell me as a cop or an investigator, what do you think, where do you think he is? And he says, I think he's still in the woods. So that's where we're keep on searching. We're not just going to assume he fell in the water and give up.
Yeah.
It's not an option for us.
So people in Sackville still go out with you?
Half, maybe we have had a lot of help. Now it's there's just like four or five of us. There's not many of us anymore. We're not stopping. We're not stopping until we search everywhere. And even if there's some days we don't know where to go anymore, we find a place to go keep looking. And if we have to go over the areas again, we do it. There's so much going through my mind that just never, kind of hard to talk about without starting to cry. So,
well, you can talk to me and say what you feel and what you think needs to be heard out there so the people can know what's going on. And
I'm devastated, I'm angry. Really bad, or everyone's frustrated. Always, you know, I'm going through daily torture of not knowing where he went, what happened to him, where he is right now,
yeah.
If we're ever going to find him. I still have hope. Doesn't look good. It never ends, and it doesn't get any easier. I've lost track of how much this has cost us. I've lost count after 30,000. I hate that we have no more privacy anymore. Our lives are an open book right now. Everyone's watching us. And we were all happy before all this. Sometimes I think this is going to tear us all apart, but we're all sticking together. I do get some ignorant people online or that call me up during the night, psychics. I've had a lot of people tell me some horrific stories. A lot of them were frauds, or they were wrong. There's a video on YouTube. It's just called Chris Metallic. And it's a lot of pictures I put on there with a song. And I've had some mean comments on there, like, oh, he's an Indian, who cares? You know, like, I've put up with a lot of mean people that I don't know what they get out of tormenting me. So I'm paranoid a lot of times when someone calls me up and says, oh, well, but when they hear rumors, I heard this, I heard this, and I heard that maybe he's with this one or he ran away, or one person who made me think that she was a friend. She was helping us search. Turned around, she scammed me her money. I had to call the cops on her. I've had another woman who said she was a medium, and she just, and she said, I can help you find them. And she came to Sackville too, and I never met a psychic or medium before, so this was the first 2 weeks Chris was missing, so I was just like desperate. I said, I'll listen to anybody, help me find them. And then I found out she was bipolar, and she haunted me. She wouldn't leave me alone. I called the cops, and she still wouldn't leave me alone. And she said, no, she said, four guys beat him up, married him. And I had another person tell me that he was being held captive and being tortured in a basement. Kind of scary thoughts, but fearful thoughts that went through my mind, and someone, and people telling me that, I thought I was going to lose it.
How many mediums have you talked to?
Over 40. Man, we're just still working with a couple right now who have an idea where he is, and that's where we're searching now, and believe some of them. And I was never a believer in these things before, and this is all we got to go on right now. And it's frustrating too when we get, they're just making us run around in circles, and then they say, okay, well, let's go to another area. They jump around from area to area. I said, no, this is not a game. I get so frustrated with some of them. I didn't even put them on the government website for missing people yet. Only the police can authorize that, and they're waiting for me to give the okay, and I'm just not ready yet. Because I don't want them to be part of all these missing people. I don't want to be a statistic. Like, I just want to find them, and I don't know how to move on after this. I'm scared, and we're never going to find them.
You're listening to an interview with Mandy Metallic, mother of Chris Metallic. I am Annie Claire.